Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
To give everyone a very warm welcome to the Let the Bible Speak broadcast, and we do thank you for taking the time to join with us here. It is my privilege to be able to open up the Scriptures and to minister God's Word, and just for a moment we want to bow together to look to the Lord in prayer and to ask Him to be with us throughout the broadcast. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, we do praise Thee that we can enter into Thy holy presence, and we come to Thee in that name that is above every other name. We thank Thee that we come before Thee in the name of Thy beloved Son and our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise Thee afresh for the One who loved us and the One who gave Himself for us. And even as we come, O God, to this broadcast, we do thank Thee for the opportunity of being able to open up the Scriptures of truth, being able to read and to meditate upon Thy precious Word. And we thank Thee, our Father, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And we pray that even now thou wouldst take up of thy precious word and send it forth in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God, and may it prove to be a word in season, yea, Lord, a blessing to each and every heart. Do hear and answer our prayer. We offer it in the Saviour's great name. Amen. I'm going to read together from God's precious word, and I'm reading from the Psalms, the Psalm 103. It is a psalm of David, and we're going to commence our reading at the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious and infallible word. We're going to have our second item of praise, and it's one of Fanny Crosby's great hymns, To God Be the Glory. Great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in.
Yeah.
I'd like now to draw your attention once again to that 103rd Psalm, and particularly to the second verse. And there in verse 2 we read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And our subject this evening is bless the Lord. When it comes to the opening verses of this psalm, it has been likened unto David tuning the harp, getting the instrument ready, the tightening of the strings, all in preparation for praise. And our hearts are just like the instrument at times. Sometimes our hearts can get out of tune with the Lord. And if we're going to come by way of praise and worship unto the Lord, then we need to stir our hearts, we need to rouse our hearts, we need to prepare our hearts as we would come to worship the Lord. And that's exactly what David is doing here. He's saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He's really there having a conversation with his own heart and with his own soul. And he has a message there for his soul. He's calling upon his soul to bless the Lord. And oh, what a subject that is, to be able to come before the Lord and to bless his holy name. But maybe that seems to you a strange expression, that we would bless the Lord. We're really used to it the other way around. We're used to the Lord blessing us. And whenever the Lord comes to bless us, the Lord is adding to us. The Lord is increasing us. The Lord is multiplying his grace toward us. And therefore, we are benefiting from the Lord's blessing. But whenever we come to bless the Lord, we cannot add to the Lord. The Lord is perfect. The Lord is infinitely perfect, and therefore we cannot increase him in any way. We cannot add on to the Lord. Therefore, what does it mean when we read, "Bless the Lord"? What is it to bless the Lord? Well, it means this evening to acknowledge him as God. It is to give assent to who the Lord really is. And it is, of course, to come before him with adoration and with praise. It is going to involve that expressing of gratitude, that giving of honor, giving of glory unto the Lord. There is no half-heartedness with this. David has said here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." His innermost being, all of his strength, all of his energy being used here, being stirred up to bless the Lord. Whenever you come to the next psalm, Psalm 104, and again the opening verse there, we have those words repeated, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty." And it shows us that the desire of the psalmist here is actually to give the Lord the highest possible praise and adoration. And therefore, for just a few moments, I would encourage you to take time to speak to your own heart, and to speak to your own soul, and to seek to bring your heart into tune, to stir your heart and to rouse your soul in order that you would come to bless the Lord. And as we think here about the psalmist blessing the Lord, there are just a few thoughts that I would like to draw from this psalm and from the few verses that we have read together to see something of what it is to bless the Lord. Firstly, there is the remembrance in blessing the Lord. Our text of Scripture there, verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And so it's showing us here that by way of remembrance, we're not to forget. And really how prone we are to forgetfulness. How many times we need reminders. Maybe like me, you use those little yellow post-it stickers and you write the reminder on it and you stick it up somewhere that you're going to see it by way of a reminder. Or maybe you're more technical in this digital age and you would come to your mobile phone or your device and you can set the reminder in the device and it will come on at exactly the right time to remind you that you would not forget. But you know, when you come to the Bible, God has set reminders in his precious word. And he has set reminders to his people. For example, way back in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, and Deuteronomy was given just as God's people, his ancient people Israel, were ready to enter into the promised land of Canaan. The Lord then gave them Deuteronomy. And when you go through Deuteronomy, how many times the Lord would say to his people, "Forget not." The Lord didn't want them to be unmindful of his goodness and of his mercy. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and the verse 11, we read the words, "Forget not the Lord." Forget not the Lord. How easy it can be in such a day in which we live, with all of its busyness and all of the responsibilities that would press in upon us, how easy it would be to forget the Lord. And sadly, there are many today who forget the Lord and they turn their back upon the Lord and they wander away from the Lord. And God has set that reminder in his word and he would say, forget not the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 and the verse 1, the Lord has set another reminder there. And it says, "Forget not my law." God doesn't want us to forget his law, his holy law. The moral law of God that is summarized for us really in the Ten Commandments. And how many today have cast aside God's commandments? They have long since been forgotten. And yet in the Bible we're told, "Forget not my law." The New Testament, the Lord has set another reminder there. In Hebrews chapter 13 and the verse 16, it says, "But to do good and communicate, forget not." And if the Lord has blessed you with wealth, the Lord has blessed you with means and with substance, we're to be good stewards of what the Lord has entrusted us with. And the Lord would say to us that we're not to forget by way of communicating and helping others. And so the Lord sets his reminders. And here in this text of Scripture, there's a reminder before us. We're not to forget. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The remembrance in blessing the Lord. But then secondly, I want you to notice here the reasons for blessing the Lord. And it's as if the psalmist David here has given us a golden chain, and on that chain he has been hanging these benefits and blessings, and they are reasons why we should bless the Lord, that we would want to come before him with thankfulness, with praise, with adoration. Let's just think about some of these reasons. When you look there in the Bible reading at verse 3, we read, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Forgiveness. My, what a blessing that is. What a reason that is for us coming before the Lord to bless his holy name. And notice it's not just some of our sins, but he forgiveth all thine iniquities. And my, when you think of some people and they're plagued because of a guilt over some sin in the past, and yet the Word of God assures us that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin, all sin. And the Apostle John has recorded the words as well, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so when we think of the Lord's pardon, the Lord's forgiveness, he has forgiven all thine iniquities, all thy sins, all thine unrighteousnesses. God has forgiven them. We say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord for what he has done for us. But not only do we see here the forgiveness, but the verse goes on to say that he healeth all thy diseases. There's healing. The Lord is the great physician, and we know that he's the creator of the body. He is well able to heal the body, but it's speaking to us here spiritually. He's able to heal the sin-sick soul, and that's why Isaiah has penned those words, that it's by his stripes we are healed. Bless the Lord. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases, and he redeemeth thy life from destruction. A great work of redemption that was accomplished by the Savior upon Calvary's tree. He has redeemed us that we'll never be in hell. Our souls will never see destruction. And then it says he crowneth us. He crowneth us. It's a double blessing, with loving kindness and with tender mercies. Loving kindness. That's two words brought into one, because you can't have the one without the other, the love and the kindness. And the Lord crowns us with that. And his tender mercies, those mercies that are spoken of throughout Psalm 103, he's plenteous in mercy, the Lord's great mercy. And we say, bless the Lord. Then you think too of the satisfaction here that is spoken of, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And it's only the Lord who is able to satisfy the longing soul. It's only the Lord who is able to fill the hungry soul with goodness. The satisfaction that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. So many reasons to bless the Lord. But finally and very quickly, the result of blessing the Lord. Just where we finished our Bible reading at verse 5, it says, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There's a renewal here, a renewal of the youth like the eagles. Comes from an ancient fable. It actually says that when the eagle reaches its old age, it's able to renew its youth. And of course, that doesn't really happen. That's not really true. But maybe because it's such a majestic bird and it has such strength and it's able to fly and soar into the heavens higher than any other bird, and it changes its plumage, its feathers right throughout its life, maybe it maintains its youthful looks so that fable came. But you know, when it comes to spiritually, we might realize that in our bodies physically we are getting older and the body's declining and we're weaker, but spiritually we can still be strong in the Lord. Spiritually we can increase our faith in the Lord. And so we have here the result of blessing the Lord. The lesson is, the more we bless the Lord, then the more we're going to know that spiritual renewal, will be strengthened spiritually. And oh, as we think of this together, let us bless the one who blesses us. That's why the apostle wrote to the Ephesians, and he said in Ephesians 1 and the verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And all as we have thought about blessing the Lord, that the Lord would indeed stir our hearts, and as we bless him together, that we would know something of that renewal and that spiritual refreshment, and the Lord Himself would bless our hearts and our souls. Thank you for listening. Let us unite together in a closing word of prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, we do praise Thee for Thy word, that Thou hast not left us to our own devices. Thou hast not left us, O God, in the darkness of this world, but we have Thy word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we pray that the word that we have considered might prove, O God, to be that word of blessing to our hearts. Thou wouldst be pleased to increase our faith in Thee, draw us closer to our Lord and Saviour, and grant that together, O God, we would know the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and that addeth no sorrow thereto. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with each one, both now and ever. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.